The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday the 20th. Is that why I'm so happy? 7:05 in the morning. No, it's because Ryder's over here, crawled over underneath the table, and he's over here kind of like making friends with me. We'll talk about that in a minute. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I got David as my producer.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And is there a national day out there?
Yes, today is National Care for Kids Day, Okay. Also National Fried Rice Day.
Fried Rice Day.
And National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Ooh.
Give the kids pepperoni pizza for breakfast, rice for lunch.
There you go. Or vice versa. My goodness. Okay, those are two kind of cool days. The weather, which you've handed to me twice. Oh, there it is. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 96, low around 66 tonight. Saturday, a high near 95. Sunday, around 97. All these are sunny. 97 on Monday. And I guess the hottest it's going to get is 98 on Tuesday, and it starts going down. And by Thursday, it's down around 91. Every day, sunny, clear, lows in the evenings, 65, 67, somewhere around there. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, a family-owned business out of Anderson that provides just outstanding service to their customers. They treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and so much more at Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And it's Friday. It must be Katrina and Haven Humane, and you brought in Ryder today.
I did. Good morning. Right now, he's just laying on the floor being a very good boy. he's only about a year old.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. Okay. He's a young boy.
Oh, he's so – that kind of explains that, you know, he's not boisterous, but at least in here because, well, it's a new place.
Yeah.
But he's young.
He is young. Ryder, he's a pit mix. He's gray and white. He's very handsome, and he's got very expressive ears. He has one that's standing up, one that's flopped over. And Ryder, we actually do have a bit of a story on him. He actually came to us originally when he was a puppy and was adopted. And then, unfortunately, he was rehomed a few times and then was brought into us kind of recently as an adult because they couldn't have him anymore. So unfortunately for him, he hasn't known a lot of stability, so he's definitely looking for a family that's willing to really commit to him and just spend a lot of time with him. He's a really great dog, and all of us at the shelter who've worked with him know that he's going to be a really good dog for someone. He's just definitely the kind of dog that he wants someone that's going to show up for him and be there for him every day and just give him a lot of structure.
Okay, so our family would not be that kind to give them lots of structure because we're all just kind of like crazy and out there and goofy, as our dog has turned into. No, he is quiet. I can see he's quiet. He's down there chewing on Buford's chew toy, or he was, which is okay. That's, you know, if he's just going to leave his toys laying around, he's got to expect other dogs to chew on them now and then. You know, I've told him, pick them up, put them back in your toy box, but he just ignores me. See, that's the kind of structure maybe that Ryder needs. Okay, so this is a gray dog, kind of gray with white. You know, pity mix, obviously. But he comes up to you. He crawled underneath the table and came over here and let me pet him. So he just needs a home, is what you're saying. That it's kind of, when you say a stable home that he has, I mean, it's not like I mean, when you say that, does that mean it's just, it's got to be consistent?
Consistent. When I say structure, I don't mean super rigid, but just essentially he wants a family that is going to spend time with him every day. And does have, you know, him on like a bit of a schedule. He's young. He's a year old. So he's at that age where he's very trainable and he's very smart and he wants to learn.
Okay.
And he wants to please. So just having a family that's going to commit to him. He's definitely not an instant bond kind of dog. He's kind of unsure in new situations. So he's, I think, a dog that gets kind of overlooked a lot at the shelter just because he doesn't have that like super instant connection with people when he first meets them. But he's definitely one that grows on you. And I think if you spend any amount of time with him, he really does start to warm up to and form that bond and want to have that relationship with you.
You know, I just read an article where they've done these tests and at this university. Looking into a dog's eyes and him looking into yours can sync your brain patterns. I don't know if you've seen that yet.
I haven't. That's so cool.
I sent it to Linda. So what I need to do is send this to other people. And so what that does is it kind of like it kind of calms everything. And they, you know, I mean, but looking into a dog's eyes, that, you know, when they put the electrodes on the people's brains and the dog's brain, you know, and the dog's head and the people's head, yeah, they could track that. It was really interesting. So here it is with Ryder. You know, Ryder needs to have somebody that's going to sync up with him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. I like that.
Yeah. And when you sync up with Ryder, you're going to have a dog that can jump in your car or your truck and sit there next to you. Pop the top off your beer, collect things, you know, bring it back. But he just needs a home that he has around him.
Exactly.
And he's going to be fine.
He needs to be a priority to
someone. He's not a mean dog or anything like that.
No,
he's just cautious because he's had so many changes in his life.
Exactly.
As we all would. Yeah.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, and he's loving Buford's chew toy. So, so how do we get Ryder?
Well, you can come down to the shelter, of course. We're open 11 to 5, Monday through Saturday. You can also give us a call if you want more information, 530-241-1653.
And I see Bark and Brew coming up soon.
Bark Wine and Brew is coming up, yes, on October 5th. And actually today we do have something very special going on, Black Rose Coffee. They're actually doing a fundraiser for us today.
Oh, that's right, Black Rose Coffee.
Yeah, so it's going on right now until 5 o'clock. If you go to them today, 20% of the proceeds are being donated to us, and they're also accepting, like item donations. So if you have towels, blankets, anything you'd like to donate to the shelter, you can also drop it off to them, and they'll get it to us.
Okay, where is Black Rose?
Ooh, I don't know their address.
What?
Let's look it up.
Where is it?
Out 44.
Out on 44.
You take 44. It's not Deschutes, is it? I'll check.
Okay, let's just get the right address on this. Because, yeah, it's not like you've got multiple locations, I don't think.
I don't think so. I think it's just them.
So we'll get that address. You got it?
9539 Old Oregon Trail.
Old Oregon Trail. Okay.
Take 44, get off Old Oregon. It's right there.
Okay, take a left. There you go.
Awesome.
Okay, and 20% of all the proceeds goes to Haven Humane.
Yes. So got definitely it. Stop on there on your way to work today.
Okay. Well, good luck, Ryder. And a year old is a quiet dog looking for that forever home.
Yeah, okay. Come check him out.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. It's a beautiful morning.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals includes crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Friday, the 20th of September, 7:18 in the morning. And listen up, need a change in your TV entertainment? Now's the time to call BNT Satellite. Get up to $200 in a gift card for making the switch to Dish. Call the guys at BNT Satellite to get you signed up and receive your up to $200 gift card. Give them a call at 530-241-3474. This is a locally owned business. Doug Tooley owns this business and has had it for, gosh, a couple of decades now. He gives great service. BNT Satellite, your local Dish guys, 530-241-3474. Okay. Sites Reservoir, which everybody, I thought, was on side, you know, Democrats and the Republicans and all of this, to get this reservoir built. But it appears that they're having a problem here, that the project hit a roadblock, as permits are denied by state and federal agencies. Why? The State Water Resources Control Board and the Army Corps of Engineers have denied permits. Said that denial of a water quality certification request is because of procedural inadequacies, as well as the need for additional information. I think that means they didn't fill out the paperwork right, or they're saying they didn't fill it out correctly. And they're asking for more information to make sure the project's going to meet water quality requirements at both the state and federal levels. And the executive director of the site's project authority, Jerry Brown, not that Jerry Brown, it's a different Jerry Brown, that he feels they, what they submitted was adequate. It was complete. Well, it's really a question of information needs and providing for complete information that the permitting agency feels like they need to have. So they said it should not have an impact on the start date of a couple years from now. I don't know if you follow baseball. I don't really follow baseball, except Colt 45s. And there's a player for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Do you follow baseball, David? Is David there? Oh, Sue?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Am I interrupting you, David, or something?
No, I'm looking at the chat, doing all the stuff I'm supposed to do.
Oh, okay. You need to turn her on. Okay. So, yeah, this, what's his name?
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
Now, he got this huge amount of money to play for the Dodgers. It's like $700 million.
Worth every penny.
Now, but he is the first major league player in history to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in a season.
Yep, and he had actually 51 last night.
Oh, 51 what?
Home runs.
Oh, and he went like 6 for 6. And, gosh, let me see. He hit his 50th homer in the 7th inning, and then an inning earlier he had hit his 49th. So this was a couple of days ago, obviously. But he also steals bases. And he took care of the stolen bases when he got his 50th. So, yeah, this is...
He's quite the player.
He's quite the player.
And the money he's getting paid to play is, I think it's totally worth it, because I think they're going to go all the way. You know, they've had, every team has had, you know, a little rough patch, but they're doing really, really well. The Dodgers are.
He only needed 120, this was his 150th game. He was already the 6th player in Major League history and the fastest ever to reach 40 home runs and 40 stolen bases in a season, needing just 126. And I guess he had played for the Angels earlier. And he also was a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing that now, though, right? I don't know. So, anyway, this I saw that when they signed him for $700 million.
No, I was thinking, what a nice paycheck that would be. See, and I'm a Yankees fan, so it was really, like, when I saw that they picked him up, I was like, oh, just please don't topple my Yankees. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's a pitcher, too.
Okay, got it. In local stuff.
Okay, I'm going to
Okay, out. Go back
anyway,
to doing
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani. We got to keep an eye on him because the season's not over. And
yeah.
So, I mean, I think he's just so young. He's got time, as long as he stays healthy.
Doesn't he need an interpreter? Doesn't he still
He
still needs an interpreter, right?
He does. Well,
he's getting better, but...
Well, his other interpreter got canned.
That's right, and because he was, what, embezzling money
something? That's what they're saying. And, you know, Shohei Ohtani, it seems like, honestly, just a nice guy. And, you know, during the interviews with his new interpreter, who's doing very well, but I just couldn't imagine, you know, taking advantage of someone like that, but probably thinking, oh, he's making so much money, he's not going to miss it.
Yeah, he's not going to miss
it. He's not going to miss it.
A couple thousand here, a couple thousand there.
But he has an interpreter who seems to be, I mean, you know, they're going to be all over him because of that, what happened in the past. But hopefully this won't happen in the future. But he's just a gentleman all around. You know, I haven't heard anything really negative about him. Other players don't talk negative. Other teams don't talk negative about him as a player. So that's kind of rare, you know, because somebody always has something to say about the best player.
$700 million.
I know.
And it was for what, a 10-year contract or something?
Yeah, it was an extraordinary contract.
Yeah, but then again, when you see those contracts, you don't really, you have performance things, and if you get injured, you don't get paid this much. But I'm sure there's at least a guaranteed in there, probably about half of it.
Oh, easy.
Okay, thank you. Hey, and email put out last night, yesterday, it appears that Congressman LaMalfa has weighed in on the State Assembly election, and that he's endorsing Tanessa Audette. It's kind of, I don't remember if Amalfa would endorse it. You know, it's two Republicans running for the assembly seat. Of course, Tanessa was on yesterday, and Heather's going to be on next week. And the Dallies have come in on the side of Heather Edwick. And Tanessa had worked for the Dallies, which is interesting. I think she was still working for them when they put their name behind Heather. And so LaMalfa coming in and said, "Well, I'm going to support Tanessa Audette." Now, is it because the Dallies supported Heather and they don't get along, or is it just I just don't remember LaMalfa endorsing one of the Republican candidates before. He could have. I guess I have to go back and look. But see, it's been Megan Daly for Megan and Brian Daly have held that assembly seat for 12 years. And of course, Brian moved up to the Senate, and that's where Megan is going to be moved to. I don't envision her not winning the election. So this is interesting because, you know, the election is tight, and Heather had carried like 12 counties, had carried 10 of them. Tanessa had one, and of course, Mark Mazzano took Shasta County. So this is interesting to see how this is going to – see if, one, will it impact and how much. So, okay. What do you got going this weekend?
This weekend, lots of working. I'll be working
– Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday. No. Yeah, right here at the station.
Yes, I'll be working. Yes, that is work. Yes,
it is work. Plus, you have another.
It's a lot of fun. Sunday mornings are a lot of fun.
It's interesting.
Very entertaining.
I bet it's entertaining. There's the word. Hey, there's a Classics for a Cause car show on Saturday, September 21st, and it's going to go from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be at Everything Medical on Athens Avenue, and it's a fundraiser for Wings of Angels. They're going to have trophies for best car, truck, motorcycle, and more. 100% of the money raised goes to Wings of Angels, are those people that help those children with cancer, with costs and expenses, you know, while their children are being treated for cancer. You know, insurance doesn't cover everything, and they help them with, and they've actually even bought people cars, to help them get back and forth to the treatments for their children. So face painting, food, beer, music, and more. It's free to go there. They're going to have raffle prizes. And this is a good place to go to for this weekend. It's going to be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be there at Everything Medical at 2376 Athens Avenue, right down there in the Cypress, right there around the Cypress Square Shopping Center. And if you can get a chance, why don't you go on down there and see if you can, have a good time, but also donate some money for Wings of Angels. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. And what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Worst at Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. Out of the old school, he brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled atmosphere in his garage, and he fixes your windshield, and then he guarantees it for life, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. He fixed a crack in my windshield 16 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work that Jeff Worst does. Don't take a chance with your family safety. Bring your vehicle in, whether it's car, truck, SUV, or RV, for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Get an appointment. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, I'm here with Paul Gilman and Jim Bremer. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're talking wings of eagles.
Nope. Young eagles.
Yeah, well, okay. Why did I say wing? Oh, that's the name of a movie with John Wayne that was talking about aviation into the Navy.
Oh, okay.
But we're talking about young eagles.
Yes.
So what is that?
Well, you know, we're just like John Wayne.
Yeah, you notice I brought
yourself.
Yeah. Listen up and listen tight.
Young Eagles it's actually a nationwide program to get kids between the ages of 8 and 17 the opportunity to take a flight in a small aircraft with local pilots, all certified, all flying for the Experimental Aircraft Association. we and the 99s, the 99s, the women's group, are centered in Benton Airfield at the top of the newly paved placer.
Oh, man. Is that nice? Hey,
yeah.
You know what? Driving on that road is spectacular. Beautiful. And then they changed the traffic pattern. So you've got to kind of – so the center lane is all this – it's the center lane is just a turn lane. Uh-huh. So you've got one lane going up the hill, one going down the hill until you get to the end on Court Street. Then it goes into two lanes.
Yeah, that's going to change once they do the final striping.
Oh, it is?
It's going to be one lane each way with the the left turn lane. So.
Well, anyway.
I like not having the cars parked along the edge of the road myself.
They're still parked there. You've got much more room there to park.
As of now, yes.
Oh, yes. Are they going to move?
I don't know.
I don't think, because some of those places, they've parked there for a century, probably.
Yeah. I was nervous coming down the hill. It's like, whoa.
I know. When I'm bringing the truck down the hill and there's trucks parked there for service trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in the other lane. Yeah. So anyway, we can all agree that Placer's a lot better than it used to be 3 months ago. Okay, but this is up at Benton Airfield, which, of course, is at the top of Placer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some people don't know that there's an airport up there, but they know where the dog park is.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, our Young Eagles program, we've been doing it for a number of years up here. I'm going to say 10, 12 years.
Let's see. We've flown over 2,000 kids, our chapter, 2.4 million across the country. And we've been doing it since, started in 82, so.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
So what happens then is kids from 8 to 17
mm-hmm.
can come in, obviously sign a waiver.
Yeah, parents have to sign.
Parents have to sign.
Yeah.
And then they get to go up in an airplane and fly around for a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's about a 20-minute flight. So typically take them up toward Shasta Dam and kind of loop back around. And it's about a 20-minute flight.
The kids like this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, there's a wide range of things with kids. I always enjoy watching kids' reactions. Some kids mm-hmm. are really anxious to get aboard the airplane. I've had kids where I had them in the airplane and they were obviously really pensive, so you have to talk to them a little bit. One kid was very concerned that we not go too high. So the airplane I was flying was kind of old and slow anyway, so I said, no problem, we'll stay low.
Yeah, you're in an old and slow plane with an old and slow pilot partner. We're not getting up too high. You know, in fact, we could just step out right now.
Yeah.
So,
close enough.
What's the purpose behind here? Just to introduce kids?
Yes.
Is it a fundraiser? Is it?
No,
it's
absolutely
free.
We don't make any money.
Yeah.
If you get kids interested in aviation and flying, and it's been going on since 1982, and 2.4 million flights.
I wonder how many kids that were introduced to this went on to work in the aviation industry.
About 5% become pilots.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, you know, if you fly 100 kids, that's 5 kids that go on to be pilots. They also become mechanics, airplane mechanics. Even if they don't go into aviation as a career or a hobby, they may be on city council someday or the county board of supervisors.
Yeah.
So they have a good feeling about aviation and whole experience.
Well, I wonder how many of them eventually go into the military and end up in aviation occupation. They're either pilot or mechanic.
We know a few that we've done that.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a great adventure for your kids or your grandkids, and it's going to happen September the 28th.
Yeah.
Yeah, up there at Benton Airfield. It's free. What time do people have to show up?
It depends. You have to pre-register online.
Okay.
And we have two time slots, 8:30 to 10 and then 10 to noon. So there are a couple of different groups.
Okay. So you register at...
Well, let me tell you how to
okay.
do that.
Okay. Yeah, how do you do that?
You go to the website, which is yeday.org. That's youngeaglesday.org. And that will lead you through the steps necessary for parents to register their kids. The age is 8 to 17 or so. It takes the parents' authorization for them to be able to fly. And that will take you to the available time slots, the two that Jim was talking about. And then we organize the kids and parents when we get there. And where this is at the west side of Benton Airfield, near where the National Guard Armory is. You go up to the top of Placer like you're going to Holiday Market. Past the dock park, down the dip, up on the other side, left at the Chevron station. And go about approximately a block and we're on the left-hand side.
Okay, so it's not right there at Benton Airfield.
It is around the west side. It's not where most people think. You have to go Cardan Aviation.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Okay, you have to go past then.
Yeah,
that.
Go past
oh,
that.
Okay, just go up to the Chevron station, hang a left.
Yeah, go down the dip and then make a left either on Mesa or Pleasant and goes into South Street.
Okay.
And look for the.
Well, I just looked up yeday.org,
mm-hmm.
and what happens is you put in your zip code, and it'll take you to September 28th, Young Eagles in Reading, and it says register for event.
Uh-huh.
So it's simple.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And that's all you, and but that gives you an idea how many kids are going to show up.
So, and the last number I saw was about 30 kids signed up about 3 days ago. So I'm not sure what the current number is.
How many can you take?
It depends. We always have a need for more pilots. We're trying to get a few of the last-minute pilots to help out. It varies. Typically, like Paul's going to fly, he can take two or three kids in the plane that we're partners in. And, it depends on the number.
Do you ever let him fly?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Let him hold the control.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, it depends. Some kids are terrified, so what you don't want them to do is to get terrified and hold on to the controls.
And then you're trying to, fight off a 12-year-old that's uh-huh. Got a hold of the yoke there, yeah. And he's not moving. Okay, we've got to land.
But, yeah, actually, we spent some time showing them all of the instruments, how the controls work in the airplane. And, yes, I have let kids assist me in terms of flying the airplane.
Yeah, put their hands on the...
Fly along, yeah.
Well, and, this is for... It's not just for little kids. This goes up to young adults up to 17 years old.
Yeah, one of the great things, too, is if a kid flies a Young Eagles flight, they also get a free ground school package online from authorities. So... let's say kids, 15, 16, maybe wants to actually be a pilot. They can go online, take this free course, and pass their written exam for a private pilot certificate, which is like $300-$400 value for free.
Oh, really? And they get that?
Uh-huh.
Well, and they get a logbook. What we do is we show them the airplane. When we take their picture, so they get a picture of the airplane, the pilot, whoever the other passenger is,
uh-huh.
brother, sister, friend, and then the pilot of the airplane signs a logbook for them that starts sort of a history of their flight. So we have a lot of kids come back two or three times.
So when you're going up, you go past Benton Airfield, mm-hmm. and you go up to the next stoplight, and you hang out left there, but there'll be signs also.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
There'll be a lot of signs saying where to register
yeah.
in this.
Well, you have to register ahead of time.
Yeah, but you have to register ahead of time.
Yeah,
and I've just gone to the site. It's real easy. It tells you exactly what's going to happen, and how to register for the event, which seems, is just the parent's name and those kind of things, and then the time slot.
Mm-hmm.
And in this time slot, the, has like two spots left. So you want to probably go, okay, time slot 8:30 to 10 and 10 to 12. And then you just fill it out. I mean, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry voted best in the North State in 2023 and 2024. And there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State. They are the only full-service jewelry store with a watch repairman, a stone cutter. If you want to design jewelry, your own piece of jewelry, and then have it built, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Not only that, but they have just a fantastic selection of jewelry. Anything you can imagine, from Native American to estate jewelry to just your the regular jewelry of watches and bracelets and all those kind of things. It's the only place we go to shop for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. It's locally owned. It's locally operated. It's been around for 30 years. This is just the place to go to. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free-Fi Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Friday the 20th. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! 7:50 in the morning. I'm here with the Experimental Aircraft Association Chapter 157. I don't know about you, my friends, but I don't know if I want to fly in an experimental aircraft.
Now keep in mind, Carl, the planes that will be flying are not experimental aircraft.
Oh.
There's a couple of Pipers, a Cessna, and I'm not sure what else, but...
An experimental aircraft doesn't mean it doesn't fly.
Oh, no.
I mean, just because John Denver was in one.
Sure.
And Country Roads took him home. What is an experimental aircraft, by the way?
Well, an experimental aircraft is typically built by somebody who was really interested, probably started building models as a kid, and then progressed to where he wanted to build, he or she wanted to build their own aircraft. And so there's a wide range of planes that you can build, just like there's a wide range of models you could build as a kid. Now, my wife told me when I showed her a few of those airplanes that she would never get in a plane that said experimental.
Well, you know, there is that thing. But the kids that are flying now, we're here for the Young Eagles Rally. It's going to be on September the 28th. It's going to be at the Benton Airfield on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free airplane rides for kids ages 8 to 17. You can go to yeday.org and register. It's very simple. And they get two different times from 8:30 to 10 and 10 to noon, and they get a free ride in an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
They get some bling here.
Yes, absolutely.
And so that includes like a
free private pilot course. You have to get your certificate. You have to obviously have training, you know, in the plane, but you also have to take a written test.
Right.
So you know the rules and regulations and so on. And this course is free, and you can take it. You can actually take the test after taking the course and get your written taken care of.
Okay, so if you take your written and you pass that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had friends who took flight. I mean, can you train to be a pilot up at Benton?
Yes.
Yes. Well, Benton was quiet after our previous manager of the airport, fixed base operator, who had flight school, service, and a restaurant. Because of COVID, basically, the airport went quiet. So now Cardan Aviation from Red Bluff, who has plane service, flight training, is involved with the restaurant, too, at Red Bluff, is the new manager or new management fixed base operation at Benton Airfield.
So you can get fuel there now and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
And the restaurant's pretty good up there.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet, but
I've heard that.
It's called the Golden Fang, I think.
The Golden Fang?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, to me, it's just the restaurant.
I'm going to clarify something.
It should be called the Flight Line. Come on.
Yeah, well, I said there are many of that. I want to clarify something Paul said. The airport, Reading Municipal, Reading Regional, and Benton are owned by the city of Reading.
Right, right.
The fixed base operator, which is now Cardan Aviation, is a business that leases space
leases the space
from the city.
Now, and they do aircraft maintenance.
They sell, they pump
the gas, and then you got the restaurant up there. So there is, but can you get lessons on flight?
I think they're flying out of Reading. They also have a facility in Red Bluff. I know they're flying out of there.
You know, what I would do is, one, I would go to the restaurant, check at the desk, or call Cardan Aviation and ask them what their scheduling is, because I'm not sure. I know their plans are to establish a flight school and a flight training program. I just don't know if they've actually implemented that yet.
Their number is 319-3031. So call them and ask about flight training.
Okay. So I've thought about that. I've had a friend that doesn't have very good vision.
Mm-hmm.
But he's taken the ground course twice because he finds it fascinating.
Oh yeah,
you know that, you know, the everything that you do in the ground course there.
Mm-hmm.
So you take your ground. So you take your ground course. I guess what do they teach you in there? You know, I guess
weather rules, aerodynamics, communication. What else, Paul? Everything you need to know.
The pre-flight checks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the aircraft itself has a number of component parts. And so, you know, with your car, you're pretty much concerned with just the gas pedal, the brake, and the steering wheel. But the aircraft, you have to articulate a number of different parts, the tail, the rudder. It's like a boat with respect to a rudder. And the ailerons as far as having the airplane lean into a turn like riding a bicycle. So that anatomy of the airplane's part of it. The weather is the one that I find most fascinating.
Yeah, it's like sailing. It's, you know, now, but on the sailboats today, you can reach out there hundreds of miles to see what the weather's going to look like. Do you have that capability in an aircraft? Or is that something you check before you take off on a small aircraft?
Navigation is another part of the training.
Oh, yeah.
But, you can go online now. Used to be called Flight Service Station, which is an FAA. Mm-hmm. And you can still do that now and actually talk to a weather briefer saying, I'm going to fly from here to here, and I'm going to be taking off at this time, and what does it look like? And they'll tell you. But now you can do so much of it online.
Yeah.
On my phone, I can do all that.
Okay.
Well, you can, the deeper you get into it, I've been flying quite a while. All the taxpayers paid for my pilot's license and whatnot when I came out of the service.
Out of the military? Yeah. Okay. We got like a minute and a half here. So the Young Eagles Rally, it's going to happen on September 28th, a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on the west side of Benton Airfield. And everybody knows where Benton Airfield is, top of Placer there, but that's the east side. So you have to keep going to the next stoplight. There'll be signs, but you take a left. You come into the chapter's parking lot, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but you have to register first at YE Day. That's yeday.org. And just put in, you'll see it'll come up as Young Eagles, and you put in the right zip code, 96001, and it'll take you to where you can register.
Absolutely.
And you get these are free flights for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people to put in your GPS the National Guard Armory, because that's a much bigger target to hit.
Okay. So it's up there.
Yeah.
But there'll be signs.
Oh, yes.
Too. Okay. And
we will have our flight simulator there. It's a chance to sit in a plane. Used to be a flying plane, now it's on a trailer, but kids can also try that out and fly without getting up in the air.
Does it let you take off? And
The simulator's on a trailer. It's a Beechcraft Bonanza with a TV screen inside.
I'd like to come up there and try that.
Yeah.
You should come up and
join us. I'd like to do that.
Kids of all ages. Yeah.
Kids of all ages. I can come up there and fly the simulator. Okay. Gosh, I hope I don't get airsick in the simulator. It'd be so embarrassing.
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Hey, Carl, well, thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. I'm here with Paul Gilman and, of course, Jim Bremer. And we're talking Young Eagles Rally, and always enjoy supporting y'all because you do good things for our community. And you've got fundraisers going on. You do a lot of things to help our community.
We try.
Yeah, y'all do a good job.
Pancake breakfast, scholarships, we do it all.
Okay. Now, when we're going to take a break for the news, and we come back, House of Realty. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A dire prediction about the future of Israel. Former President Trump says if he doesn't win the White House, Israel will cease to exist within 2 years. Mr. Trump claims the mantle of the most pro-Israel U.S. president ever.
I gave them Golan Heights. I gave them the Abraham Accords. I recognized the capital of Israel and opened the embassy in Jerusalem. And most importantly of all, I terminated the Iran nuclear deal, which was the worst deal ever made in the history of Israel, in the history of the Middle East.
Mr. Trump addressing the Israeli-American Council at a meeting in D.C. Kamala Harris participated in a live stream event with Oprah Winfrey, Harris advocating for a national right to abortion and what she terms common sense gun control. And just how out of control is the national debt?
The Treasury Department said in a recent statement that the U.S. paid about $1.05 trillion in gross interest on Treasury debt securities in the current fiscal year. The figure is estimated to reach roughly $1.16 trillion in the 12-month period ending on September 30th. By contrast, the Treasury Department said total outlays for net interest reached $843 billion in fiscal year 2024, topping other big-ticket items like national defense, which outlays have reached $798 billion so far. Outlays were still higher for two other highlighted functions, Social Security and Medicare. The trillion-dollar figure marks the first time that gross interest payments topped that figure, which also marks a 30% jump from the previous year. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
They were heading back from an exhausting 12-hour battle with one of the big Southern California wildfires when their truck swerved to avoid a ladder in the road. Hitting a guardrail, the truck rolled over. 8 Orange County firefighters injured. One had to be medevaced to the hospital. The others rushed by ambulance. On Wall Street, the Dow down 74 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, folks, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Capital punishment remains on the books in Taiwan despite efforts to do away with it.
The campaigners who brought this case had argued the death penalty is unconstitutional because it infringes on a person's right to life. But Taiwan's constitutional court disagreed. The justices said the death penalty was legal for the most heinous crimes. However, they said it should be narrowly defined and there should be more safeguards to protect against wrongful convictions. In practice, this means in future, the use of the death penalty in Taiwan will be restricted to cases of premeditated murder.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes. A huge king penguin chick named Pesto weighs as much as both of his parents combined. Become a social media celeb at an Australian aquarium. At 9 months, the youngster weighs 22 kilograms. That figures to roughly 48 and a half pounds. By contrast, his parents weigh 24 pounds each. Townhall.com. It's been a successful recovery of a stolen photo portrait of Winston Churchill, known as the Roaring Lion, following a two-year search.
Italy's Carabinieri Police handed over the portrait to the Canadian ambassador to Italy, Elisa Goldberg, who praised the cooperation between Italian and Canadian investigators that led to the recovery. The 1941 portrait of the British leader was taken by Ottawa photographer Yusuf Karsh. Canadian police say it was stolen from the Fairmont Chateau Laurier Hotel in Ottawa sometime between Christmas 2021 and January 2022 and replaced with a forgery. The original was found to have been sold at auction, and the Italian buyer has returned it. Keith Peters reporting.
A fire that burned for 4 days after a pipeline explosion in the Houston suburbs has finally fizzled out. The once towering blaze put hundreds of nearby homes under evacuation orders. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Mir Talk Radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the 20th of September, 8:05 in the morning, and good morning. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we are phone lines here 530-605-4567. And the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, the our guests didn't show up today, so we've had a lot of good shows this week. And I want to, so we're going to rerun Wednesdays. Are you ready? Can you do that, David? We're going to go back and give you a Wednesday show where we had the Sheriff's Department on, because they talked about a lot of things that are going on, including the marijuana. The big marijuana bust they made, the situation down at the jail, and a number of things, the alert system, that I think it's important that we can do a best of, and we'll play that. So, are you ready to do that, Dave? Okay. Let's do it.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And phone lines here are 530-605-4567, the hotline into the studios. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. National Cheeseburger Day, and it's the Air Force birthday.
Yes, sir.
You ready with your, oh, you don't have it, do you? Dun, 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 dun.
Guess what day it is?
Oh.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yep, it's hump day. And the reason that started back, we played it for a while, and then it kind of went away, and we started it back because your boss loved it. So it started again, and then Linda laughs all the time when she hears it. So anyway, it's National Cheeseburger Day, and it's the Air Force birthday. So, hello.
I don't know. I'm trying to find what you're talking about.
So, it's okay, Ben. Just go back to sleep, son. The weather. I am fortunate. I am blessed with the people that we have working for us now.
The clown show that is your producer.
Everybody that works here works with us. I don't think of them as, you know, employer employees. This is a gang that all works together here, and every one of them plays a very important role. And us getting, being on the air and staying on the air. Today, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 a.m., so I guess we could... Every day, taking care of business. Welcome back. Okay, I spoke too soon. My my guest showed up after all. We're here with House of Realty. You know what, my friends? We've been on the air 14 years. You understand our madness that we have here every so often. And I thought, well, gosh, we've had some great shows that, you know, that could be played again. But just as we started it, here he comes, rolling in here, House of Realty and Cameron Middleton. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Wife's out of town.
Everybody's out of town, except the six-year-old.
So you have the six-year-old and the business.
Yeah, so, but I think we should be fine. We replaced the batteries and the smoke detectors for the weekend for Cole and I. We got an extra rider on the house insurance, you know, for the weekend since it's just the boys. So yeah, we should be okay.
We should be okay.
Dad's on assignment. Mom's on assignment. Uncle Rob's on assignment. Yeah, my wife's on assignment. So.
Hey, I understand how that goes.
And I understand that I don't make the cut anymore for these trips, you know, with my father and mom. And when they go on vacation. But all I want them to do is take their grandson with them.
Well, there's
they go on vacation, just take your grandson. Take your grandson. We don't have to go. Just take the kid.
You know, and you know, what about that quality time that they could have watching your six-year-old?
Quality time.
You know, race around Cancun or wherever they're at this time.
There's two of them. They should be able to corral the kid. I mean, you know, duct tape, zip ties, whatever you need. But
there's a reason that young people have children.
Yes. My wife and I had our son later in life than, you know, most. And when we were prepared to do this, we asked ourselves, are we going to have the energy to do this? It turns out that was a very valid question. We see the kids at school, the mild, meek, quiet ones, kind of sit, you know, nicely in the corner. We don't have one of those. That's not what we have. We have a kid that can go and run laps, then go to soccer practice. We take him to swim lessons, go to the aquatic center, run around at recess all day thinking he's going to go to bed early tonight. And he's swinging from the ceiling fans at 10 o'clock at night.
Well, have you ever thought it could be is because the grandparents, when they see him, are feeding him chocolate or...
We have evidence. We've been collecting wrappers and things.
Canned soda.
Yes, it's absolutely the case.
Okay. Well, you mentioned something. You mentioned insurance. You're increasing the fire insurance on your house when it's just two of you here.
And my agent listens to this show. That was probably not the right thing to say.
The thing about insurance is, it, you know, when you think that there's been a step forward, then you see where other insurance companies are pulling out.
Yeah, then there's a step backwards.
Yeah. So what's going on with that?
Well, a lot of this really has to do. I mean, I really point the finger at our insurance commissioner.
Yeah.
It's
every as time, do many people.
There's somebody that's looking to score political points on a macro scale to a certain base of voters who's not really looking at the insurance picture, what the issues are, and what the real solutions are that are going to affect people on the ground.
Uh-huh.
You said it before on the show, and I wholeheartedly support it. It shouldn't be by zip code. You know, really when it comes to home insurance, it shouldn't be by zip code. It needs to be by parcel number. It needs to be by address. What's this person doing with their property? Have they taken steps to have defensible space, to harden the home? If they've done A, B, and C on the home, X, Y, and Z on the property, by all means, they should be able to get insurance.
It's like punishing everybody in your son's class for something he has done.
Yeah, that happens
group
sometimes.
It's group punishment. I'm just kidding.
No, they send my son to the silent table, I think is what they call it.
But what it is people have tried. They have given themselves defensible space. They've dropped trees. Wow. They have taken off porches because they were wooden. And everything you could possibly imagine, and it makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Well, again, the best example, I remember Senator Daly brought this up recently about the fire station, the brand new fire station, manned and staffed, that couldn't get insurance here. What was that? About a month ago, 2 months ago?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. There was a little fire station. I can't remember where it was. It was a rural fire station. They finally got the funding, got it built. They got it staffed, could not get insurance on the building on a fire station.
Well, I've seen where fire stations have burnt down before, but and I've seen businesses right across from a rural fire station that burnt down.
Right. Well,
but that's different. But the thing is, though, is with them pulling out, or if they do insure, the prices are so high.
They are, and my fear is what this may turn into. And I this is always the time of year I always get nervous. Yeah, we had the park fire. We've had some fires locally, yeah. But it's still September. And sometimes we get through summer, kids get back in school, get a little bit cooler weather, and we think, okay, really, with fire season's winding down. Well, remember the campfire down in Paradise was in November.
Yeah.
I mean, these things can still pop up. And I really fear we're only a couple few major more fires anywhere in the state from getting to the point where it's going to be California Fair Plan for everyone, because similar to what they did down in the Gulf, where with flood insurance in the southeast portion of the country, anymore you now have it, it's all government run. I mean, all the insurance is essentially run through FEMA. So now, I mean, are you going to get to a point where really the state of California and the Fair Plan is going to be the sole insurer,
which is woefully underfunded and undermanned for this? Last time I heard, they were backed up like 90,000 applications because of the insurance companies. Okay, we're here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what needs to be done for homeowners and in insurance. From your point of view, you're not an insurance agent, but you obviously are, and House of Realty is obviously engaged in this, because when you sell a home to people and they find out what the, you know, if one, can they get insurance, and two, the cost of it could make a difference when you're buying a home.
Absolutely.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson, the newest branch down in Anderson. It's local board of directors. They've won awards for being one of the best small banks in California. And they are just a delight to do business with. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Do you or someone you love
struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Match, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fight Radio here in the studios of KCNR. It's the 20th of September, 8:20 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, they've got the residency program going and has 22 doctors in the residency program. And as they graduate, they add more each year. Two of those doctors have been on the show and said they're planning on staying in Reading, which is kind of the idea behind that, is letting them see what it's like up here and see if we can keep those doctors. And two of them, the first two graduating, are staying here in Reading. That's good news. And all this is happening at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, I'm with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. And House of Realty is it's kind of like the Grand Dame. They're the oldest and real estate company in Reading, established back in 1965. Wow.
I wasn't there that day for the grand opening. Well, I missed it.
Yep. Nor were you there.
For the record,
yeah. We were talking about insurance, and after we finish up the insurance, I want to talk about the rate drop that Feds just said right before the election, and talk about the impact that can have. Okay, but insurance rates, I just saw where another insurance company just said, no, they're losing billions, and I saw a real good article that was put out by Curtis Byron that kind of explained this, is that the insurance companies are losing billions here in California.
Yeah.
And it ain't getting better.
Well, and that's it. And eventually, I mean, it really does this pencil. And they're looking at the risk and they're looking, okay, do we need one more year, one more fire? And I mean, look at what this Park Fire did.
Yeah.
That thing took off so fast.
It's under 100,000 acres in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
how does it do that?
It's just tremendous. It did more than the car fire within, what, 2 days?
Yeah.
I mean, it was absolutely incredible. And we were 3 days. And I think really that these insurers are going to be at a point. They may, again, it's just like it was, like I said, the flood insurance in Florida. Eventually, it's not worth doing. And so, and it may be to the point as well with where the prices are just so elevated for so many people that they're not able to, and really it's those in the rural areas that are going to get hit the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to start to be a real issue with the lenders as well. On a national level, are they going to start to come in and say, hey, wait a minute, we have mortgages. We are servicing and we own mortgages that we have through all these homes, and we want these insured, because if the home is uninsured, you can't have a loan on it, right? I mean, if it burns down, who's getting the money?
So say you've had a home for 20 years, you've been paying your mortgage, you got 10 years left on your mortgage, and then you can't get insurance. What happens then?
Well, they're going to do forced place insurance, but now the mortgage servicer, whoever has that mortgage and who the bank is that you're paying to, they're going to start to look at this and go, wait a minute, they're running into trouble getting forced place insurance, meaning that, okay, you don't go get insurance, we're going to get insurance for you and bill you, is basically how it works.
Yeah, and it will cost you a lot of money, and it could.
Yeah, but they're even having trouble finding them. And so that's it, and you start going through the FAIR plan.
Oh, that's right. If you don't have insurance, you know, you'll see that thing. Unless you send me proof of insurance, we're going to get insurance for you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. And that's what they'll do. So now you're starting to have some of that pressure as well. And even if they figure out some way with a massive, massive deficit to increase funding on the FAIR plan and increase personnel and become the major insurer in California, it's always going to be underfunded. It's always going to be understaffed. It's going to be like any other, you know, state agency that's starting from behind and trying to catch up. We just tell people, if you're going to be looking for a home, what you always used to be first thing, talk to your realtor and get a lender. Talk to your lender and see what you qualify for. Now it's talk to your insurance agent first. And, you know, and Curtis is right. I mean, really, brass tacks. The way he, and I read the same thing, the way he broke that down is a perfect summation of what's wrong. And frankly, our insurance commissioner he's got his head pointed in another direction. So I don't know. The legislature's not going to fix it. I don't think the insurance commissioner's going to fix it.
I don't know if they even have the capabilities. I mean, what's it going to take is that insurance companies have to be able to raise their prices.
Yeah.
They have to be able to project ahead. And that was one of the things from what I understood, that using models and say, the models show that this could happen, so we're going to make you take this level of insurance because this could happen. And was that a problem?
Well, and you know, the idea of insurance is pooled risk, right? So the idea is, hey, one individual bad thing may happen to somebody. Their house may burn down, which is a major, major hit. Hundreds of thousands of dollars to that individual. And that's terrible what happens to that person. Insurance came about because it's, hey, let's set up a system to where if everybody pays a little bit, if something bad happens to one person, by all pooling a little bit, you now have enough to cover that. And when you have these major wildfires, in the end, we're all going to pay. Everybody pays. We pool that risk when these types of disasters happen, whether it's a major earthquake in the Bay Area, whether it's a tornado in Oklahoma, whether it's a hurricane in Louisiana. We pool that risk so that when bad things happen to a certain group of individuals,
one part,
we can do it. And within California, when you have a major wildfire like this, the ones we've had, several of them, it's either going to be the premium payers that pay for insurance. Yeah. It's going to be rate payers in those cases when it's PG&E, which, of course, there they are. They're now basically a law firm and a timber company that does a little utility work on the side. But, you know, but with PG&E or your utility rates, if that's what started the fire, what have you, those are going to go up and we're all going to pay for it. Or the government's going to pay for it and we're all going to pay for it through our taxes. So one way or another, we're all going to pay for this pooled risk and with these wildfires. I see there's a proposition on the ballot for, you know, a little bit of money for some wildfire prevention. Of course, it is bundled in with I think it's a $10 billion total bond with, you know, climate resources. And there's money for water. There's money for this. So it's all pooled together. And, you know, really, I think the main answer is truly trying to keep these wildfire risks down, working on the home hardening, working on that defensible space. But look at that small fire that we just had out here. Well, it's been a couple of months now. But it started off about, what was it, Lower Springs Road on the west side of Reading, burned north towards the river, over Eureka Way, over in that Middle Creek area. And that was all car fire, Bird's car. Car fire had come through all of that.
Yeah.
And now here we had, it was up about 100 acres. It wasn't big.
It was up by Mayor's Lake.
Yeah.
Mayor's Lake.
But they
had one up there also.
That's it. It had a chance to take off. And you go, wait a minute, this area just burned. What, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, totally burned through, and now we've got new fires starting. And I think that's where these guys are starting to take a look, these insurance companies, going, hey, wait a minute, we've lost large tracts, and now they're starting to reburn. This isn't going to end. This is going to keep going.
Well, it's not going to end unless we do something about it.
So, really go after the fuels, and they're not doing that. And as a result, I think that the insurers are – they don't see sunshine on the horizon here. And as a company, if it doesn't pencil and they're losing billions, they're going to leave. And we don't want to see the increased premiums on
– But and it's and the other thing, too, and we've got to take a break here, is if we're living out in rural areas because we like living in the rural areas – like, I looked at a house in Palo Cedro, called my insurance company, which I've been with for over 50 years, and they said, sorry, Colonel, we don't write policies in this area. Even though this house was there was no trees, really. It was clearly everything out there met any prerequisite for being safe, but they just didn't write in Palo Cedro.
Yeah.
Palo Cedro.
The address.
And the address.
It's the zip code. They look at it, that whole area.
They said,
shot.
We can get you to an insurance company that probably will. And I said, no, I was just checking on that. We hadn't done any more than that. But you're right. Now you're checking with insurance companies before you check with the lender to see, can you get insurance in that area? So,
yeah.
And it's just going to make it harder and harder on the rural areas to get insurance. Yeah, and yet, though, when they cancel insurance in a state, they're canceling it in the middle of San Francisco, too.
Yeah,
the urban areas, too. Okay. All right, we're Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, my barbershop choice. Not a hair salon, my friends. It's man's last stronghold. Great haircuts. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478. You won't be sorry. It is a great place to get a haircut. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. It's been around since 1960. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in becoming a nurse? The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program invites you October 14, 2024 at 5:30 p.m. for our information session where you'll learn about application requirements and the multi-criteria selection process. For the Zoom link and a preview of the information to be reviewed, visit shastacollege.edu.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Carl Lindebot. It's Friday. And we're at the halfway point of Friday. Here, 8:35. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be in the 90s today. It's going to be 96, a little warm, but not in the triple digits. And you're going to be seeing 95, 96, 97 through Monday. And then Tuesday, a high near 98. All nice days, but the lows around 67 to 70. Then it starts cooling off on Wednesday and Thursday. But we're still up there, but we're not hitting the triple digits, and we hope that's over.
I hope it's over.
I hope it's over. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business in their third generation now. They treat their customers so well, and they've won awards for hiring veterans. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Cameron Middleton and House of Realty, and we've been talking insurance. Well, the big news, of course, was the Fed has dropped the rate a whole whopping, what, point?
Of half a percent.
Half a percent.
Yep.
That's a big drop, or is it?
It is. And really, they were looking at one of two, either a quarter point or a half a point. And they went with a larger reduction. And at least a quarter point was anticipated.
Yeah.
So it didn't have a tremendous effect. Mortgage rates don't exactly follow the federal funds rate.
Yeah.
And what the FOMC, what the Fed comes out with, it isn't specifically linked directly to that. Overall, yeah, if the Federal Reserve starts to reduce rates, mortgage rates overall will come down, or if it's anticipated that's the case, it really more closely follows the trajectory of the 10-year Treasury.
Okay.
U.S. Treasury.
Now, so it hasn't changed yet. So what's the mortgage rate today?
6.17 is the consolidated average rate benchmark from the Mortgage Daily News today.
So over the next few weeks, it could go down under 6, maybe.
Not necessarily at all.
Oh, okay.
So this has already been largely anticipated. It's been I watch, you know, a lot of business news, CNBC, that type of thing in the morning, Fox Business. When you see when they talk about the rates, all of these guys in the Wall Street side have all been factoring in that this was going to happen well in advance.
Yeah.
So they
because they've been hinting about this for a year.
So anybody that's been issuing mortgages and determining, look at the mortgage rate over the last several weeks, even more, you know, a couple of months, they knew this was coming and they've adjusted rates accordingly. So it's not like, hey, because of this Fed rate drop, now all of a sudden your rates are lower. That's not, I mean, it's not exactly how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I think it's a move in the right direction. And it's important to look at these overall macroeconomic issues within the country and really globally, how that's going to affect how you purchase your home And we'll see what happens. I mean, again, we want to make sure inflation doesn't go back up. And that's always my concern is really if gas, oil prices, for whatever reason, you get some conflict, now all of a sudden oil prices.
You mean a conflict in the Middle East? Who would ever think that would happen?
It's happened once or twice before. So you start to.
Russia. Or any of those areas out there that pumps oil.
Yeah, you could have a canal seize up. So, I mean, there's all kinds of things that can happen. But if you start to see things that where inflation starts to increase again, they can reverse course and start raising those rates back up.
Right.
So you never know, just because this is now on the downhill, that it's going to stay that way. Hopefully it will. But really, our rates climbed rapidly. A couple of years ago, because inflation went up rapidly. And when that occurred, rates had to go up. As inflation comes under control, at least statistically, you'll start to see those rates come down.
And you know what? I'm middle America, about as middle America as anybody could get here. And I see that, and people are telling me that, oh, inflation has gone down. We got our arms around it and blah, blah, blah. But I go out there and I look at the cost of gas. It went up right here in Reading, 50 cents over the last couple of weeks, 50 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
And then you've got eggs. Then you've got bread. Then you've got all these other things that cost so much. I mean, when the fast food franchises are selling two burgers for $25, and then they have to advertise, oh, we got the $5 specials to try and get people back in. Inflation's hitting us, and it's hitting us hard, and I don't care what the people in power say. Oh, it's because, and it's, oh, you're being gouged. No, you're not being gouged. I mean, we're being hurt, but I don't see the big companies. Yeah, they're making profits. That's the whole idea behind capitalism, and I understand that. But to say that middle America is not hurt right now is just not true.
Yeah.
And that's got to have an impact when you're trying to buy a house.
It is. And you see it in a lot of other areas. It's not just in your mortgage rate. It's not just in the price of the home. It's in the deck you have to fix.
Yeah.
It's in the windows you have to replace.
Yeah.
It's the roof you have to put on. It's the other repairs, the other maintenance things. That also was a hit. And when you're talking about inflation, yeah, sure, it's the rate of the increase. It's not that, hey, the prices are coming down. Inflation's coming down. Prices are coming down. No, the prices went up. They're going to stay up. They're not getting cheaper. It went up. It may not be increasing as fast as it was last year.
Prices never go down,
but it's still increasing. It's in a 3% clip instead of a 8 or 9% clip. That's the CPI. That's the official number.
Yeah, and that's 3% over last year's, which has already gone up. And that might have gone up. And you know, it's like, you know, people are saying, well, they're buying less meat, so they're buying eggs to get their protein. Well, the price of eggs have gone up. What I saw in 3 years, 140%.
Yeah,
how could that be?
Well, and there's a lot of factors in that, and I, you know, some of it was that legislation that was passed regarding the chickens. I mean, there's just
and then there's been avian flu, and it wipes out a million chickens. And how many chickens and how many eggs do they lay? I mean, I understand those kind of things, but still, it's got to have an impact when you're putting your budget together to buy a house. And okay, it says I can put, you know, I can buy this $400,000 house. I can, because I have this much money, and then you take out your budget for your food, clothes, you know, those kind of things, and you find out, well, no, I really can't. On paper, yeah, easily. But then you look at the, you know, the money you're spending.
No, and I think that the real lesson to learn from this is, as you're looking for a home, if you're on the buying side, mm-hmm. be cautious. Be conservative in your figures. If you qualify to 400, look around 350. Leave yourself a little room. There's the old line of, you know, house rich, cash poor.
Yeah.
Where you really, hey, God, look at this great house. I've got everything else. Well, hey, don't go look at the garage, because garage door's falling off. I can't fix that. We can't fix this out back.
We don't go on vacations.
Because, yeah, the mortgage payment and everything's too high. Leave that room to anticipate that your insurance rate's going to go up after you buy the house.
Yeah.
Leave that room to figure, hey, my repairs that I thought I would have to do are going to cost me more than I thought they were. You really want to leave that extra room. And I think we see personal credit, personal debt is starting to increase again, credit card debt, overall debt. People are starting to take on more personal debt.
Well, yeah, they're saying credit card payments are, you know, they're people behind. They're behind on, you know, that people are living on their credit cards.
Default rates,
even though they've got jobs.
Yeah. And that's
and it. The credit card rates are what, 34%?
Some of them are very high. Well, on the news this morning, they had the mention that we've now crossed a $1 trillion threshold for the amount of interest that we're now paying on the federal debt, on the U.S.
Trillion dollars
in interest. And that was always the trouble. We had these super low rates for so long. And everybody thought, well, it's been 40 years. Inflation doesn't occur anymore. We've been at this nice 2% for so long. Inflation's it never taken off on us. It's not going to do it anymore. Rates are going to stay low forever. And we borrowed so much, and there was never the anticipation. What if we all of a sudden had a rapid increase in interest rates? And all of a sudden now we as the federal government have to pay more on the interest on this huge amount of debt. I mean, when you start to think that of the federal budget, that $1 trillion plus now, would it say by next year would go to 1.16, I think was the number, $1 trillion interest payment on the federal, that's right out of the federal budget. All the taxes we pay, boom, you got to take $1 trillion now and set it aside just for interest on the debt. And you start looking at the interest people are going to pay on their personal debt. Again, lesson from this, as you're looking for that home, be conservative. Well, don't extend yourself and overextend. You're going to find yourself in a lot of trouble.
Well, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back. Let's talk the housing market right here in Redding and Shasta County when we get back. We're here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty and we'll be right back.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindbott. Good morning. It is Friday, the last segment, another grueling 2 hours, as Armstrong and Getty say, except they say 4 hours. Another grueling 2 hours getting ready to be put into our archives forever. And I'm here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. Now, Cameron, what's the situation on the real estate market right here in Redding and Shasta County?
We still have a, I would say, a fair amount of balance at the moment. Like I said before, we got half the listings and half the buyers. I think, you know, we have had for quite some time, which still keeps.
Is it still like 600 houses in the market?
I'll pull the new number for us here in a moment. But we have, yeah, and we're starting to see some more listings pop up.
Okay.
I think with this, with the rates, with things that have happened, people that are, have pent up and waited for a while now, thinking, okay, rates are going to come down, I'm going to wait. Well, people move. People have things. They get new jobs. They, for whatever reason, I mean, there still is that turnover. I think there's been some pent up turnover for buyers and some pent up, same thing on the sellers. People that have been waiting to sell and finally go, well, you know what? This just isn't going to change. I probably need to go ahead and we've been waiting to list it. Let's list it. We've been waiting to buy that place to see if rates can come down. Let's figure out a way to make it happen. We've got to buy something. So over time, you're going to, that number is not going to stay artificially low forever. And I think you're going to see, we're starting to see that occur. That said, again, we're not seeing buyers going in and making a steal where they're going in and saying, hey boy, I'm going to get this just super cheap. And we're not going to get, you're not seeing sellers that are having, you know, tons of offers and selling it way over market price and walking away with a bag of cash. A lot of it too is happening in the negotiations. So the negotiation for the house to put that contract together and then also to negotiate repairs and things later is intensifying. You're going to see more negotiating for the buyers and the sellers.
Yeah.
Trying to come to a middle point and trying to come to a deal.
You're not
going to
see as is. In other words,
as is tough, and that's a good one I'll bring up as
okay.
well.
Shannon, good morning.
Hey, hello, number 76 from 130 here. Got a quick question for you, man.
Hello, 130.
Adam, which is a real estate aggregator, which you know already, they said that the three signs to look for a potentially troubled market with future housing declines are the percentage of homes underwater, the local unemployment rate, and then I just wondered what you thought about that, if there's any markets in our area that are vulnerable to those price declines that maybe are exhibiting some of that behavior.
Thanks a lot, Shannon.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And I would say in terms of the employment factor, that one's there, and I know what you're referring to. That portion is there. And it's why I specifically brought up earlier that personal debt, that credit card debt level increasing, because that's going to start to affect that particular, you know, those areas of homes that are underwater. The other factor, as we talked about in the first couple of segments, is that insurance payment. And it is going to start to be, we're not seeing a massive increase in defaults yet. That means people that are not paying their mortgages.
Right.
Locally, if that number starts, if that number could start to increase, due to the increase in that personal debt, personal loans, credit cards, car loans, that type of thing that people have, all of a sudden that could increase. So I would say locally, not yet. The rural areas are going to have more of that pressure. The areas outside the incorporated, you know, Anderson, Redding, Shasta Lake, in the unincorporated portions of the county, you're going to see a higher likelihood of that occur than you are in, I would say, the incorporated areas. But that's because utility rates are going up more in the unincorporated.
Well, that's the other thing we have not talked about.
And so you may see
it's
that
not just
there.
The insurance rates, but PG&E just got another permission to raise the rates again. And I know people are paying $2,000 a month on electricity. I mean, out in Texas Springs, and they don't have a huge house, but this is, you know, during the summer, $2,000 a month. You add that on to insurance cost of $800-$900 a month, and all of a sudden you got yourself a, you know, a $350,000 house.
And a mortgage payment, though, that you may not be able to cover.
That's
and
right.
then all of a sudden, are you going to see some more of those default rates? So, yeah, to answer Shannon's question, that's where I think you would start to see it, is right there. The more likelihood is going to be in the rural portions, the unincorporated parts of the county from a local standpoint, more than I think you're going to see it in town. So, and that's something to look out for. If you are looking to purchase outside city limits and really go into the county, like at Palo Cedro, you know, out in Shasta,
Millville, those areas.
Millville, Shingletown, various areas, you're going to want to look at all of those costs, because that's where you could start to see some softening, because it's not just the price of the home and the principal and interest you're paying on the mortgage. It's all the rest of those factors. So, yeah, I would say the unincorporated areas are going to see that, are going to be more likely to see that than not.
So what we're saying is here, and that if you start seeing those start going underwater, that people start selling or walking away.
Well,
in
you
some
brought
cases.
Up, you brought up the as-is.
Yeah.
And I had this discussion with somebody yesterday. I had a client, somebody that came in we talked to, and it's has a house that his parents owned. He's the trustee. And the parents passed some years back. They're looking at maybe trying to sell the home. What do we do? A lot of disrepair. So what do you do? And we do. We have people that come in and say, hey, listen, I got to sell this place. I know it's got a lot of problems. Maybe it's not something they've lived in. Maybe it's something they, now they're a trustee of something, whatever it is, I want to sell it as is. And this person asked me, they said, well, you know, gosh, what if we just hold on to it a couple of years and then we try and sell it in a couple of years and don't do the repairs and just sell it as is? Very interesting question. And this comes up a lot. People say, I don't want to make any repairs. Okay, fine. He said, what's the risk of waiting 2 years and trying to sell it as is? Here's the risk. It is far more variable and dependent upon the housing market when you're doing an as is as to the fluctuation. So by that I mean in a hot market, really hot market, the one we had a few years ago, you could sell a home as is. You could put it on the market, say, I'm not doing any repairs. People were coming in with 10 offers. Above, many of them above list price, trying to get a home that's in dilapidated, in major trouble, and selling it as is. Okay, that's fine. You're going to get investors, flippers in a hot market, contractors, people that want to come in and do that work. You're going to be able to sell it. In a mediocre market, it gets very difficult.
And that's kind of where we are now.
Kind of where we are right now.
So people, I'll
buy it. In a bad market, you're not going to be able to do it.
Right.
Nobody's going to buy it.
Because you got to take a look at how much it's going to cost you to fix it. And if you're going to try and sell it as is and it needs a new roof and all those things. I've seen houses that said, look, the reason that the price is lower is because you're going to need a new roof.
Yes.
You know, here in the next year or two or things like that. Yeah.
And so you're going to take a bigger hit in even an average market on an as is sale. Then if in terms of just price, if it's as is, you're going to take a much bigger hit. And in a down market, you're not going to be able to sell it. It's going to be very tough. Here's the other thing people need to look out for. because of, due to a lot of factors and the increase in rates, mortgage companies now, lenders, are putting pressure on the appraisers to go out and say, look at the condition of the house. Are there red flags? Look at that roof more. Take a second look at that roof. Do we need to have that roof called out? And the appraiser may come in and say, yeah, the roof's a problem. And the lender goes, yep, okay, we want this roof fixed or money held aside to fix the roof before we close on the mortgage. They won't do it. So you have to – the appraisers are looking more closely. It's a lot harder if you're borrowing to buy that home to buy a home with issues and in disrepair than it used to be. So there's a lot of these houses that people are trying to buy. Oh, yeah, gosh, it needs this, this, and this. But the lender, the appraiser calls it out, you're not going to get the loan on it.
Okay. We're with Cameron Middleton from House Realty. How do people get a hold of House Realty, Cameron? We've run out of time.
530-241-8300 or houseofrealty.com.
On Monday, we have Corky Harmon's going to come in and speak, and also also Dolores Lucero, who's running for Shasta County Office of Education, will be in here Monday morning. Corky at 8 and Dolores at 7:30. So have a great weekend, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.